Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Afternoon to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We welcome you to join in and worship the Lord with us, to give the Lord praise and honor and all that is due to his name. And at this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace toward us. We thank you, O God, for blessing us, even though we're not deserving of it. We praise you, Lord. We call upon you this day, O God, to stop by for just a little while, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will lay your hand upon us, touch our bodies, Lord, touch our minds, and touch our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will please stop by here, Lord, while somebody's listening. Go into their house, Lord, and let a special blessing come upon them. Oh, Lord, whatever the need is, whatever blessing they stand in need of, Lord, make your holy visitation and let them know, God, that you love them and you care for them. We are asking you, Lord, to stop by those who are sick today. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray, God, that you will bring forth healing and restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will rebuke the diseases and the conditions that plague the body. Oh, Lord, the cancer. Oh, my God, whatever it is, the sickness. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will make them whole right now in the name of Jesus. Rebuke COVID, my God. Rebuke those symptoms. Rebuke the disease, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to work a miracle. And, Lord, let your name be glorified. Let the powers of God be made manifest. Oh, Lord, we pray for all of those who are on our prayer list, God, those who are written all around the world. We ask you, Lord, to please bless them according to the need. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. Let your grace abound. Oh, Lord, let the prayers that are gone up before you, Lord, let the prayers go, pray that you will move every hindrance, oh, blessed Savior. Move every blockage that's trying to stop our prayers. And, Lord, let our prayers go through. And we ask you, Lord, to incline your ear to every prayer request. And Lord, we ask that you will bless right now in a special way, my God. We pray, Lord, that you will grant the petitions that are asked in this prayer in the name of Jesus. We are asking you, Lord God, to remember that one who is discouraged on today. And, Lord, encourage their heart in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, look on the one who's feeling a little weak in the faith. Lord, I pray right now that you'll increase their faith in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Please have mercy and fight our battles for us. Take up the battle for us, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, you can see what we're going through down here. You know our tests, and you know our trials, oh, God. You know our situations and everything that's going on with us. And we're looking unto you right now, Lord. We're asking you to please give us this favor on today and grace us with your presence. We bless your holy name. And we ask you, Lord, to comfort the bereaved families today. All of those, my God, who are bereaved of a loved one or a close friend or someone special in their life. Oh, my God, I pray right now that you will give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation. Oh, Lord God, be close to them and uphold them during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do all things. You know what's best, Lord God. And even when we don't understand, Lord, we ask you to help us to have understanding. Help us, oh God, to accept what you allow. Because all things are in your power. All things are in your control. And, Lord, we trust you today, God, to trust you even more. Take away all doubts, all fear, all hesitation, all uncertainty. Take it away, my God, and give us that assurance that we may continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word. We count it done, Lord, and we bless your name. We give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you bestowed upon us already. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing our prayers so many times and coming to our aid. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord, and we praise your holy name. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for all your people everywhere, all around the world, every member of the body of Christ, both great and small, everyone in particular. Oh, Lord, in each respective place, we are asking you, Lord, to bring us even closer to you, my God, and to unite our hearts in love. Help us, Lord, to love one another, to support one another, to pray one for another, and to labor in your vineyard together. In the name of Jesus, we believe it, oh God, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We just thank God for his touch, his love, and his mercy. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland, praise the Lord, at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. And we thank the Lord for blessing us in the service on today. Amen. This morning, the resurrection service. And we are just so grateful for how God has moved. And also, I just want to take this time to acknowledge our president. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And we also want to acknowledge our late Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for his companion. Amen. And yet praying for her and the family, Mother Janice Marshall. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for all the people of God. We thank God for each one of you who took the time to tune in with us on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And I know that this is probably a busy day for a lot of people, but for those of you who had the time, we are really glad that you are with us on this afternoon. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, which is taken from Psalm 100, number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. That's 100, number of Psalm, Psalm 100, verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the scripture reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Thus I have read to you the 100th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5 in its entirety. And may the Lord continue to bless us through the hearing of his word. Praise be to God. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and give a few announcements. Praise the Lord. And just want to say we want to continue in prayer for missionary Gracie White and family. Amen. The bereaved family. And we also want to continue praying for all of the bereaved families. Amen. And I won't call all the names on our prayer list at this time, but for those names that are on the list, we want you to know that we are yet praying for you and going before God in your behalf. And we ask all of you who are listening to continue to do the same. Amen. Because definitely we need prayer. We need more prayer. And I just want to say that the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you may listen by dialing in on 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by going to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. The word one is spelled out. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. Amen. You can also join us on the broadcast. Care to give a testimony, sing a song, words of encouragement, give remarks after the word. We invite you and we welcome you to use our guest call-in line. And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. Again, the guest call-in line is 978-990-5270, access code 794-6408. And if you would like to communicate with us by postal mail, you can send mail to the Prayer Works Ministry at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And you can also reach out to us, email if you care. Then that email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for the announcements. We thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far. Praise the Lord. And we just want to also thank the Lord for my co-host, Evangelist Mae Edmond, who's not on at the time, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who is also not on at the time. Praise the Lord. So it's just me on the broadcast this afternoon. I'm not alone because I have you who have tuned in to the broadcast, and we are so thankful that you did. And also we have Jesus, who has always been on the broadcast and is everywhere at all times. He is omnipresent. Amen. He's always present. As a matter of fact, before we even get to where we're going, the Lord is already there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I just thank the Lord for all things, and I just thank God even for the opening scripture, how the Bible is exhorting us and encouraging us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And this is for everyone. No one is left out. No one is exempt. But we are to make a joyful noise, a loud noise, a happy noise, a joyful noise unto the Lord, because God is worthy of the praise. And in whatever we are doing for the Lord, we should do it gladly. You know, it shouldn't be where we dread doing something for the Lord, or we don't want to do for God. Amen. But we should do it with gladness. Amen. We should even come before his presence with singing. And a lot of people have beautiful voices, but they don't want to sing unto the Lord. They don't want to sing praises to the Lord. They just want to hide their talents, keep their talents to themselves, use it for their own personal gain, but not give God the glory. Hallelujah. But it's a blessing indeed to give God the glory with what you have. Amen. Yours may not be like somebody else's, but if you do it to the glory and honor of God, know this, that God will reward you greatly. Hallelujah. So when others refuse to make a joyful noise to the Lord, when others refuse to come before his presence with singing, you go before him, amen, and make a joyful noise. You before him with singing, amen. Come into his presence with singing. And the Bible says to know that the Lord, he is God. Amen. God is the one who made us. And he made us for his own glory. So let's remember to give God the praise and the worship that is due to his name. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to attempt to sing a song. And it may not sound like others, but I'm singing it to the glory and honor of the Lord. And in recognition of this day being Resurrection Day, praise the Lord, it's a song to that effect. And it's called He Arose. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead, and the Lord has washed my sins away. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead, and the Lord has washed my sins away. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. And the Lord has washed my sins away. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead, and the Lord has washed my sins away. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross, and the Lord has washed my sins away. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead. He arose, he arose, he arose from the dead, and the Lord has washed my sins away. And the Lord has washed my sins away, and the Lord has washed my sins away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you join me in just giving God a praise right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that selection, because one day Jesus rose from the dead and washed all my sins away. And I'm so glad about it. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles ready, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. And at this time, before we go to the scripture, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your name, O God. We ask that you will minister to us through your word. Lord, we ask that you will bless us today with the blessing that we stand in need of, and let it come through your word, Lord God. You know all things about us, Lord. You made us, and you know who we are. And we ask, God, that you will have your way and that your holy will be done. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Just thank the Lord for this opportunity. Praise God. And we're going to get ready now to go to the scripture. If you will notice with me, the book of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, praise the Lord, that is, excuse me, St. Matthew, chapter 28, and beginning with verse 1, and I'll just read along. I'm not sure just how far I'll read, but we'll just read in the scripture as far as the Lord should lead. Amen. St. Matthew 28, verse 1, it reads, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Amen. That's verses 1 through 10, St. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. And I also would like to read another passage of scripture taken from Revelation, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3, verse 8, and also verses 17 and 18. So verses 1 through 3, Revelation, first chapter, verses 1 through 3, read, The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Verses 17 and 18, And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. May the Lord bless. Praise be to God. The Word such that we can receive it and accept it in our hearts. And today our title is Jesus is Alive. And the theme is We Have Hope. Amen. Praise God. Today, a lot of people are going about commemorating or celebrating what they believe, praise the Lord, to be the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and there are some without understanding. Some people know what this day represents, and some do not. They have a misconception, praise the Lord, and they have gotten caught up into commercialism and traditions. Praise be to God. But the truth of the matter is that what happened during that time, and we don't necessarily have an exact date, but we take time out around the Passover each year to recognize that one day Jesus was crucified and that he laid down his life to die on that tree, on Calvary's tree we call the cross. And he laid down his life there, and on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. He rose with the power on earth and in heaven, all power in his hand. Praise be to God. And there are people who don't understand the significance of his death, of the shedding of his blood. And because he shed his blood, he did it for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins. He did it to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. So that anyone who accepts Jesus as their personal Savior can be saved, amen, and have everlasting life. And because Jesus lives, we have this hope of eternal life. And while Jesus was upon the earth, he worked many miracles. He walked up and down various areas of the earth, healing the sick, raising the dead, amen, opening the eyes of the blind, unstopping the ears of those who could not hear, the deaf. Oh, and all the wonders that he wrought during the time he dwelt upon the earth. But his time was just for a limited time and for a special purpose. Praise be to God, because there was no one worthy to come and to die for the sins of the whole world. Jesus, hallelujah, he volunteered to come all the way down to earth to die for the sins of the world. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So he gave up his home in glory. And he came into the world down through 42 generations. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he arrived on the earth, glory be to God, he brought light into the world. He opened the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He came to give us hope. Because there was no hope. We all deserved to die. None of us had any hope whatsoever. But when Jesus came and sacrificed his life, gave his life, he gave us hope. Amen. He gave us hope. And so after Jesus on that cross on the first day, just before he had given up the ghost. He was hanging there, and there were two thieves. The Bible referred to them as malefactors. One was on one side and one on the other. One of the malefactors began to rail on Jesus. In other words, saying, you saved others, save yourself and save us too. But that was not what Jesus came here for. He didn't come to get down off the cross, but he came to stay on the cross and to sacrifice his life. But it was a temptation and an attempt by Satan, who wanted to defeat Jesus and the whole world. Praise be to God. It was a temptation, saying to Jesus, to come down off the cross. But he refused to come down. Amen. He did not choose to come from that cross because he knows what he came to do. He knew that he was going to give his life, and God had given him the power to take it up again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So he stayed there. It was the love that he had for the whole world. It was the love. Glory be to God. Amen. It was grace. Thank you, Jesus. Something that none of us deserve. But Jesus, because of the love he had for us, he stayed on the cross. While he was hanging there, the other malefactor, he began to rebuke that one that was railing on Jesus. And he turned to the Lord and he asked the Lord to remember him when he come into his kingdom. And Jesus stopped dying long enough to make this man a promise, saying to him, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. He made him a promise. He forgave the man's sin. He stopped long enough to forgive his sin and also to give him that promise of eternal life. And because Jesus rose on the third day, we all have hope. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have this hope of eternal life, that we can be with the Lord forever and ever. Glory be to my God. So I thank God for this word. So on the third day, beforehand, Jesus had already told his disciples that he would be in the hands of sinful men, and this was prophecy being fulfilled. But they didn't want to hear that. But nevertheless, Jesus began to let them know what to expect, what was about to happen. He began to tell them to prepare them. And the hope of it all is that I'm not going to stay dead, but I'm going to rise again. Hallelujah. I'm going to rise on the third day. But they didn't remember the words of Jesus. No doubt it was just too much for them to bear. They just couldn't take it at the time. But nevertheless, Jesus told them that he would rise on the third day. And then when they're thinking that he's still in the grave or in that sepulcher, at the end of the Sabbath, the 28th chapter, verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Now they saw it after Jesus was placed in there and a seal was put on it. And they no doubt wonder who's going to move that giant seal, that stone, that great stone that was put there to seal up the grave of Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in the second verse, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. They didn't have to worry about anything. Amen. Because God had it all in control. And they began to see this angel that was sitting on that great stone. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. When they saw this angel, oh, glory be to God, the keepers who were there to make sure the disciples didn't come and steal the body of Jesus, because they felt like this was not going to happen. It wasn't true. Amen. But God proved himself, and they saw the angel of the Lord, and those keepers began to shake. They trembled, and they became as dead men. They were in shock. They couldn't move. Oh, my Lord, they were fearful. Hallelujah. Because God came down, sent his angels, oh, bless the Lord, to come all the way down. And the angel answered the women and told them, fear not. Didn't say nothing to the keepers. And they were shaking in their boots. They were just like dead men. They were just paralyzed, couldn't move for fear. Comforted the women, saying, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Already knew it. And he said to them that he's not here. He is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. So he showed them this place where Jesus had been laid to rest. Amen. And he wasn't there now. But they saw for themselves that Jesus was not in there. He was risen indeed. Praise the Lord. And then the angel of the Lord gave the women a message to take back to the disciples. And he said, go quickly. He didn't say, oh, just take your time and, you know, it's okay if you do it next week. No, he said, go quickly. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And so with that command, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. So this was like some people, they just lollygag around. They just take their time. But sometimes God wants you to move quickly. He doesn't want you to just hem-haw and haw around. He wants you to get on the move and be quick about it. Praise the Lord. Without hesitation. When the Lord gives you a command, when he tells you something to do, it could mean life or death to you or someone else. Oh, praise be to God. And sometimes God will give somebody a message to deliver to an individual or a congregation, and they won't do it. They will hold back and put it off. But whenever the Lord gives you a command and you feel the urgency of it, do it right then and there, because it could be your last time. So the angel of the Lord began to give them the command from the Lord, saying, go quickly, hallelujah, and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead, and also that he's going to go before you in Galilee. And when you get there, that's where you're going to see him. Hallelujah. And he said, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. So they didn't walk. Amen. They didn't take their time, but they ran with that good news. They ran to bring them the word. Hallelujah. The word from the Lord. And on their way, wow, they were on their way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They were on their way. Jesus met them along the way. And you know, the Lord has a way of encouraging his people. When you make up your mind that you're going to do what the Lord says do, when you make up your mind that you're going to go where he sends you and when he sends you, he will show up along the way to encourage you, to let you know that you're not alone, you're not by yourself, but I'm right here with you. And before you even get there, I'll be there waiting for you. Oh, glory be to God. So the Lord met them while they were on their way with that message to give to his disciples. And he said to them, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. They were able to see him with their own eyes. They witnessed that the Lord Jesus truly had come, had risen on the third day. Amen. Hallelujah. They knew, yes, Jesus is alive. And then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren. So this is the second time that they're getting this message, the first time from the angel, but this time directly from the mouth of Jesus, face to face. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord himself began to show up and come on the scene and give them that message. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And he also comforted them, saying, be not afraid. Glory to God. He didn't want them to fear because he wanted them to know, I'm right here with you. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. That's where I want them to go. And there shall they see me. When you get to Galilee, you're going to see me. I'm going to be there waiting for you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus is alive. They saw him that day, and I want you to know that he's still alive, and he will be alive forevermore, as in Revelation, the first chapter. Praise be to God, how Jesus began to say in the eighth verse, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. So he also, from the beginning to the end, he's in the middle, he's everywhere. Praise be to God. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, which means the beginning and the ending. The Lord is. And we go to the 17th verse. And when I saw him, this is John, the Revelator, who the Lord took out a man and gave him the vision. And he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Oh, glory be to God. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. So all these times, all these encounters, the Lord says the first, fear not, because fear can paralyze you. Fear can stop you. Oh, yes, it can. Those men who saw the angel, they became as dead men. And here is John describing when he saw him, he fell right at his feet as a dead man. And when the Lord laid his right hand upon him, he told him, fear not, I am the first and the last. And he went on saying, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. I'm in control. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. When he got up out of that sepulcher, when the power of God came down on the third day, God quickened the body of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the mortal became immortal. The corrupt flesh became incorruptible. Hallelujah. And he took on a glorified body. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he rose to remain alive forevermore. And that means that right now Jesus is alive. If you don't learn anything else about this time of year, of the significance of Easter or Resurrection Day, amen. If you don't learn anything else, know this, that Jesus died and he rose on the third day to take away all the sins of the world, that we all might be saved and have eternal life. And don't forget that. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't die just for a certain group of people, but he died for the whole entire world. And he declared to John, saying, I am he that liveth. In other words, I'm alive. I was dead, but I'm alive. I'm no longer dead. Oh, I stayed dead for a number of hours, but after that, I came back. Amen. Hallelujah. He's alive, and he is alive forevermore. It is so. Praise God. He has the keys of hell and of death. He has the keys to both of these. And the Bible lets us know a little later on in Revelation that death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. And that's the second death. Oh, glory be to God. But because Jesus lives, we have hope. Amen. We have hope. And again, my subject was Jesus is alive. And everywhere you go, you ought to tell somebody that Jesus lives. And he lives to save the world. Hallelujah. We have hope. That's my theme. We have hope. Jesus is alive. Be encouraged. Fear not. We have hope. And I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for you and for your patience. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there may be someone who want to get to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe you've been wondering what to do or how to go about it. The first thing you need to do is believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. Amen. Praise God. You got to believe it in your heart. And then you have to become sorry for your sins. You got to be willing to give up your sins, the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins. And also be sorry to the point where you never want to sin against God. You don't want to do anything wrong anymore. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Be willing to give up your ways, to give up the world, the things of the world, the people who want to keep you out in the world, family members, loved ones, whoever, who don't want to go and live for Christ. If they don't want to go, don't let them hinder you. But you make up your mind today, because one day we will stand before the Lord and we must give account for everything we've done in our bodies. We're all going to receive a reward for the deeds that are done in our bodies. Praise be to God. So I want you to know that Jesus lives, and he lives so that we also can live. There may be someone with a sickness in your body, and you desire to be healed. And sometimes we carry afflictions and sicknesses come on us because we disobeyed God. We haven't done what the Lord told us to do. And I'm not saying that your sickness is that the reason for your sickness, but it happens sometimes when people, they know God is calling them, God is laying something on their heart to do, God is urging them, tugging on their heart, and they will not do what the Lord is calling them to do. They won't do it. They just keep procrastinating and putting it off and even refusing. And sometimes a sickness or an affliction will overtake our body if we don't do what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. Don't let that happen to you. Praise the Lord. And also maybe somebody's discouraged and you just need some encouragement. Or you just have a certain petition that you haven't made known to anyone else. And you just want to tell that to God. We're going to go to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. And I'm just thinking of that great power. How God raised Jesus from the dead when he sent the angel. The angel descended from heaven, came down. There was a great earthquake, so much so that it shook that stone loose. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And by God's power, he quickened Jesus. And Jesus got up. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to God. He got up with all the power. Oh, yes, Lord. Having the keys of death and hell. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Let us believe God together and let's go to God in prayer right now with our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we honor you and we worship you, Lord. We come to you as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy and, Lord, for grace. We ask, God, that you'll forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Wash us, oh God, and purify us. Clean us up, Lord. Make us all over again. In the name of Jesus, we pray, my God, for those, Lord, who are seeking to be saved today. Yes. We ask you, Lord, that you will look on them with compassion, that you will wash them, Lord, in your blood. Clean them up, Lord. Lord, forgive their sins. Remove everything that's not right out of their heart. Oh, my God, give them a clean heart. Purify their heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are feeling discouraged or even weak in the faith, someone who's gotten off track, Lord. We come to you, my God, on their behalf today. We ask you, Lord, to please strengthen them and encourage their heart. Help them, Lord, to get back on the right track. Help them to turn around and go in the direction that you send them. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are sick in their body and desiring to be healed, carrying an affliction, a sickness or disease. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke that sickness. Rebuke that affliction and that disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and make them ever whole. Make them whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Work a miracle in their lives, Lord, and raise them up in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you rebuke the virus, the coronavirus, oh, Lord Jesus. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus and heal. Oh, Lord God, safeguard against this disease, Lord Jesus. Build up the immune system to fight against it in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. Look on those, Lord, who have heart disease. Oh, my God, sugar diabetes, liver disease. Oh, Lord, cancer. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's no sickness or disease that you cannot cure. But, Lord, if you just speak the word, oh, yes, Lord, we know, God, that at your word, the sickness has to flee. The disease has to flee. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that if any who are sick today have committed any sins, disobeyed your word, Lord, be merciful and forgive. Oh, God, and give them another chance. Lord, make them whole. Give them a testimony that they may go forth and glorify your name and obey your command. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, for the bereaved families, asking you to comfort and console them. Lord Jesus, be close to the families in the name of Jesus. We do thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. And, Lord, we ask you to remember all those on the prayer list all around the world, near and far. Bless, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, encourage. Bring forth blessings and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give wisdom. Give knowledge and understanding. Give direction. Oh, glory to God. Lead and guide in the name of Jesus. We believe you right now. We're taking you at your word. And, Lord, we count it done. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for all you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. We praise your holy name. Oh, my God, we ask that you'll accept our prayer and all of these and other blessings we ask. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for each one of you. Praise the Lord. And at this time, if any of our evangelists or any member of the clergy is on the line, you may have remarks at this time. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Hameen. I tell you, some of the things that you said was some of the same things that was preached on this morning coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. I tell you, the Lord really used her in the service on today, and he truly did bless us today. I tell you, they were thanking God for the word.
Hallelujah.
It was wonderful today. Ooh, I tell you, the Lord is blessing us.
Yeah.
God, thank you. Exalt his name for what he is doing.
Glory.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, to God.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
I tell you, he's a miracle worker. He can do whatever he want to do, and that's what he's doing. He's doing what he wanted to do. He's blessing the souls. And I just thank God for that beautiful message. Spanish, I mean, I tell you, that word is right all by itself. Some of the things that Evangelist Cynthia preached, the Lord took over with her. And I was so glad. I was so glad that the Lord moved on her because I was kind of under the weather. And the Lord just took over her and I said, go ahead. And we had a wonderful time, and people are anxious. People, they are so happy. They want to bring others to the church. They want to bring some friends. They want to bring their family. So I tell you, go ahead. Go ahead. I just thank the Lord for what he's doing, and we're going to keep letting the Lord have his way. Whatever he want to do, that's what we want. We want him to do whatever he wants. And I want to say to you, you keep allowing the Lord to use you and to have his way in your life. And I know God will bring it to pass. The things that we've been praying for, the things that we're asking the Lord for, I believe he will do it. So I just want to encourage you and all of the listeners to continue to stay on the line. Praise the Lord. Continue to tune in to this broadcast and get your blessings from the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And, oh, I truly enjoy the hearing about the word of God and how God is blessing and those who souls that are encouraged. Oh, that just gives me great joy.
Yes,
man.
Lord.
Oh, praise God. That just gives me great joy. And just reflecting
yes.
on the word of God, and, you know, I gave my subject as Jesus is alive, and the theme is we have hope. And look at this hope.
All right.
Look
amen.
At this hope. Jesus is
amen.
Truly alive, and he's a
yes,
present.
Lord.
He is a
yes, he is.
Oh, thank you, Lord. He's ever-present.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I'm so glad. I'm rejoicing because of what God
Amen.
Is doing. I can't. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It just
thank
fills
you,
me up. Oh,
praise
thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah.
Him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank you.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can't help it. I'm just thanking God
yes.
for proving himself. You know, when
Amen.
You obey God and you step out on faith, he'll be right
All
there.
Right.
He'll meet you.
Amen.
He'll
Amen.
Prove himself. Amen. Praise God. Once again, thank God for those remarks and hearing how the Lord is blessing. And at this time, we're going to have remarks by Evangelist Khadija. If she's on the line. I know she was calling in, and she might have just gotten disconnected. So maybe she'll get a chance to call in. At this time, again, we encourage any of our clergy or any of our listeners, you are welcome to use our guest call-in line. You're welcome to call in and give a testimony. You're welcome to call in and give words of encouragement. If you have a song to sing, you're welcome to do so. And I'm going to give you that number. The guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408. Amen. Praise God. Did you, Vance Khadija, did you get back in? I don't know if she's having technical problems, but we thank God for her. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank God for the broadcast. I missed it, the word, but I'll go on to the on-demand and listen. But when I came on, you know, I just begin to hear the praises of the Lord going forth. So I just begin to go ahead and join in. I thank God for, you know, for you and for all your faithfulness and just, you know, keep on doing the will of the Lord. Jesus is alive.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Very much alive.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. We just thank the Lord for this show today. Amen. And for you taking the time to join in and tune in with us and worship the Lord with us. And we encourage you to continue to keep all of those who are on our prayer list in your prayers. Continue to keep us in your prayers. And we are praying for you. And we thank God for you. And before we close out the broadcast, or Evangelist May, would you like to have anything else to add? As a matter of fact, I'd like you to give that information about the Gospel Truth prayer mission, if you would.
Yes, praise the Lord. If you would like to be a part of this ministry or come and worship with us, the name of the ministry is the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and we're located in Woodbury, New Jersey at 18 East Center Street. And the time is 12 p.m. on Sundays, and we would be glad to have you to come and praise the Lord with us. Come and pray as we go in prayer. So feel free. And also, if you'd like to be on the broadcast, you can dial in at 701. That is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847681#. Feel free to join in with us on the conference line. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for how the Lord is blessing the Gospel Truth Ministry. Amen. And the prayer mission. So let us continue to pray one for another. Evangelist, did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this time.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say this, and then we're going to close out. Last year, we had, for the month of June, Youth Empowerment Month. And I would like to do that again. Praise the Lord. So if anybody know of any youth who would like to participate and want to read the opening scripture, want to lead the prayer, or just want to expound on scriptures, I would like to try to start coordinating that for the month of June. So you can mention it to anyone who might be interested, and we can try to get everything set up and be prepared for the Youth Empowerment Month and let our youth go forth. And I do want to encourage them, you know, because I was young at one time, and there were different ones who encouraged me, and I never forgot how they encouraged me as a young person, and I thank God for them taking the time to even say words of encouragement to me as a young person, as a teenager, and that meant a lot to me. So I do thank the Lord for our young people. So let's continue to keep them in our prayers as well. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And until we meet again, let us keep our minds on the Lord, and let's tell somebody Jesus is alive. And because he lives, we have hope. God bless and good night.